Welcome to We Are The Watchers.
This is episode 355.
It is.
Top of the day to you, Steph.
Top of the day to you. I just took a big mouthful of biscuit. Mm-hmm. Didn't realise that you were starting.
They're Deltas. They look like Oreos, but they're Arnott's.
They're
from, the cream assorted pack.
They're a very light version. Like, it's not the dark brown chocolate biscuit.
No. They're the ones
black?
That...
The Oreo be black.
They'd be
biscuit?
Pretty black, right? And they taste...
Well, they're like true cookies and cream. This one is like biscuit.
Yeah.
Like,
this is the one that we knew. Oreos were not around when we were kids. Teenagers, yes. Kids, no.
True.
But even then, we hardly ever got these.
We weren't allowed fun stuff.
No.
That's why when we went to our grandparents' house, we went straight to the cupboard and opened up.
Sometimes it'd be Kingston's.
Really? It'd usually be the nice.
The niece, you mean?
Yeah, but I like to say nice because as a
Scotch
kid, I read
fingers.
That as nice.
Mm. We would have milk arrowroot and the wheat germ biscuits.
Mm-hmm. So deprived.
And Mum's like, but these are great, these ones, because they last longer. It's like, yeah, because we're not eating them.
Because nobody eats them. Nobody wants them. They're the rejects of the biscuit family.
Oh, it's so funny. You know Reese Witherspoon, right?
I do.
Cool. We're going to do a quiz about her a little bit later on. I've got not too many. Oh, I've got some news stories, not heaps, because we've got a few things we want to get through when we talk, talk about watching suggestions.
I have no news stories to report because I went down a social media rabbit hole about something totally unrelated.
It was really long and I don't know if you can tell us it because it's really long and convoluted.
And I'm now terrified of the people involved and I don't want to get killed.
Because they are the Illuminati and they might get you.
Because they will be looking for me.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Well, of course. They're using SEO to find their names.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they will not be named.
But if you want to talk to me off air,
yes,
I'm all over it. I can't get enough. Far out. I can't get enough.
It was a lot. Look, how will I segue this? Those people will not be talked about in what I like to call the news.
If you aren't getting your watches fixed just by listening, follow the watches on Twitter and Instagram.
Smooth.
You reckon? Okay, cool. I thought so as well, but you know when you're just like, you're the one that says it, so you're not quite sure. Reese Witherspoon will be doing a quiz about her a little bit later on. But you know what she's been doing?
Stuff. Everything. The world.
More stuff. More different stuff.
High quality.
Yep. So she's writing her debut novel. And I can tell you.
Oh, she is. Of course she is.
Just a little bit of it.
And I give you till July next year. Until
it'll be out. It'll be out.
It's made.
And it's going to be a good one.
Of course it's going to be good.
I mean, obviously Reese Witherspoon and everything, of course. But it's a suspense novel.
Okay.
She's writing it with Harlan Coben, whatever.
Stop.
Just whatever. She said, I had an idea.
You've got till May.
She said, I had an idea 2 years ago and then I approached my good mate Harlan about 8 months ago.
Oh.
And I was like, am I crazy? And he said, this is a really good idea, Reese. So I knew I was onto something, she said. And then I started brainstorming with him and she said it just started to grow and become this really fun opportunity to create together. She said, I've always loved his writing and I can't believe he actually agreed to do it with me. It's going to be a lot of fun. It'll be a bestseller.
Bestseller.
You know what? They would actually be better off holding it off till about the end of October.
Yeah.
In the lead up to Christmas. Don't you think?
Well, maybe sell the
book. Before summer.
Get it done. Get it written. Release it for this Christmas.
Mm.
And then Netflix series, because Harlan Coben's always on Netflix.
Mm.
Netflix series. Okay, I'll give you summer.
Okay.
US summer.
Yeah, sure. That sounds fair. I like that. Oh, that's good. So eyes and ears out for that, ladies and gentlemen. Eyes and ears out for that. Rachel McAdams is another actress who is in Hollywood and she is going to be doing a horror thriller film.
Really?
Sam Raimi is, well, it's his. He's like, I'm doing it. And everyone's like, yeah, cool. And she is going to be a part of it. He's producing and directing, sorry, is what I meant to say. She hasn't 100% signed, but when you start hearing that people are doing it, they're doing it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You can't just go, oh, I got Nicole Kidman on this one. Mm. Have you asked her yet? No. She's in.
Ever spoken to her before?
No.
Does she know you?
No, I just thought I'd Google how to contact Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman's phone number. I'll send her a text. Yeah. I won't ring. That's a bit confronting.
No, that's
it's a bit much.
Can't cold call. No. Not a real estate agent.
Not about this. So this is set on an island and they're kind of saying it's around, think Misery, the film Misery, and Castaway. And I'm like, okay.
So shipwreck.
And then they... A crazy person, which could be Rachel McAdams.
You reckon?
Maybe. You dirty, dirty birdie. You can imagine her saying that, right?
You dirty, yeah, dirty. I just immediately went into damsel in distress.
Oh, okay. Oh, they'll flip it on its head and it'll be a creepy bloke. Mm. Or it could be a creepy lady.
Yeah, she's a creepy lady and it's a...
Another damsel who's in distress.
Nah, man.
It's a bloke. So it's Misery on an island.
Misery on an island.
All right.
Castaway version.
Obviously a while
Maybe
away.
Maybe she's the ball.
Oh, classic. I've actually got 2.5 things I want to talk about.
Stop it.
Yeah, for the watching suggestions.
You've had a week.
Yeah, I really have. I don't know how I've managed to. I know why. Hockey. There's no hockey at the moment. So I have free time. But then hockey's coming back next week, so then it'll all be over again.
Well, you should be banking them.
I should. You're right. No, yeah. I can't. They're too important.
Too good.
They're too good. Speaking of too good, there's nothing quite like siblings that actually get on. You know, siblings that you're like.
I hate her.
She laughs straight at her own joke, straight into the microphone. It's.
Because I didn't even get it out. And he yelled at me.
Anyway, siblings that get on. And if you have no choice,
you have no choice to get on.
Because it's only the two of you.
Because you two have decided that while you don't like each other, you just stick together.
No choice.
I mean, that's not us.
No, God, no.
We kind of only enjoy each other.
Yes.
We tolerate others.
But really... All we really want is just to make each other laugh in a room by ourselves, which is what we're doing. But when you have many siblings and you pick your favourite and then that favourite is your favourite, that's probably a bit special, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Do you remember?
The Brady Bunch, yeah.
Yes, and then do you remember In Bed with Madonna or Madonna's Truth or Dare? And do you remember she had two brothers in it we saw? There was one who was always with her helping, Chris, and then another one was the other one, Martin or something.
Mm-hmm.
Very sad news. Chris, her actual favourite sibling, has passed away. He was only 63.
No.
He passed of cancer and she wrote this really long, lovely Instagram post about him with a heap of photos from just throughout the years of just them being really happy together and everything. And I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's really, really long. But she said, my brother Christopher is gone. He was the closest human to me for so long. It's hard to explain our bond, but it grew out of an understanding that we were different and society was going to give us a hard time for not following the status quo. We took each other's hands and we danced through the madness of our childhood.
Aww.
And then at the end, you know, when she was like, and, you know, we had one last dance together, I held his hand and...
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, really, really sad. 63, that's...
Young.
That's not old enough to be, you know, having to leave the world. But the reason I put it in is, even though it was earlier in the week, I just remember we watched In Bed with Madonna or Madonna's Truth or Dare, depending on what part of the world, so often that I feel like we knew him really well, even though he probably only says a few lines. But he was in Madonna's... holiday video, like the really, it looks like she was at Top of the Pops or something. And she's got two dancers and one of them looks a little bit like he could be the male version of her, and that's because he is. And they were dancing away and I thought, well, they probably moved away from Detroit together.
Yeah.
And moved to New York or wherever and had this wonderful life of dancing and, you know, her making it and him being there. And still in 1990 when the Blonde Ambition World Tour was a thing. Mm-hmm. And that was where, you know, the doco was filmed. The fact that he was in so many scenes, he must have toured with her.
Yeah, for ages.
And probably, you know, in other tours as well. So, yeah, I thought it was worth sort of putting, you know, like saying, oh, you know, we're still thinking of you as well. Yeah. And, you know, even though they got to choose who were their favourite siblings.
You chose, and you chose correctly.
This was Watching Suggestions.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
Paper, rock, scissors?
Okay.
Do you know why I did that?
Because
they were both paper, and I remember you saying you always pick scissors, so I picked paper.
Okay. No, you always pick
scissors.
Yeah.
I knew that was going to happen.
I knew it. Did you see me shaking my head even before?
Okay. Last one.
Yes.
Damn it. Okay, yes. What did you watch?
I double thought you.
I picked rock, and she did paper.
Yeah. Because I was going to do rock and then I went, no, she's going to do rock.
It would never have ended. We would have been like, and forever. We'll do the rest of our watching suggestions, a.k.a. all of them, next week.
Yeah. I watched, along with probably many, many other people, Nobody Wants This. You watched it?
I watched
Stop
it.
Stop it.
Well.
Stop it. I was going to give you a great spiel about why you should watch it.
Guess what? I did. I've got one last episode.
Okay.
It's so bingeable.
I binged it in 2 days.
You've watched all of it?
All of it. All of it.
Wow.
But you know what does make it more bingeable? Mm. They're short episodes.
They're very short. I think one I thought saw was maybe 22 minutes.
Okay. So this is the Kristen Bell and Adam Brody love story?
Yeah, it's like a rom-com but a series.
It's a series. I'm gonna put it out there. It is every millennials ideal series
because of who the actors are.
I think the actors go a long way. Now, I was never into the OC,
but I know he was in it.
But he was in it, and he's the grown-up version of that. But every time he talks, he's Dave Krovowski from Gilmore Girls, which is a very small role, but he's the exact same person.
Wait, was he?
He was Lane.
He was in Gilmore Girls.
He was in Gilmore Girls for maybe a season or something. But why I'm in is every millennial's dream series is there are so many tiny references, and I mean tiny. It might be one word or one little quip that if you went around then, you'd never get it. You'd never get it.
And if you know, you know.
I obviously can't think of any right now, but there were so many moments where I had a good old chuckle out loud because I was like, oh, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Really good.
Can I be honest about something? Uh-huh. It wasn't until I was doing a bit of searching, mm-hmm. you know, just IMDbing whilst I was watching it, that I realised that Adam Brody and Penn Badgley from Gossip Girl were not the same person.
Oh.
I don't know why. Okay. I just thought they were the same person. But, yeah, he plays a rabbi.
Mm-hmm.
And she
young guy.
Young rabbi, 30s.
Yeah.
Maybe late 30, mid to late.
Yeah.
And she's about the same age and she has a podcast with her sister. And it's about like relationships and stuff like that. It's kind of, I think they're like the Carrie Bradshaw podcast of the podcast world, that kind of thing. And they're kind of on the up and up.
Like, so they're trying to have meetings with Spotify.
Trying to make it big.
Yeah, executives.
And when everything about your career and your podcast is about who you date and the hilarious stories mm-hmm. about dates gone wrong and then you find a guy that you actually really like.
Yes.
Where do you get your content from at that point in time?
But also I really liked that she didn't use him as fodder.
Mm.
She just
– Carrie did.
Yeah, and it was like they both very quickly on realized how different they were but how special this relationship was, and they were not going to do anything that jeopardized it. So she, you know, while the podcast is on the up and up, she was like, I'm not going to use this fodder. I'm just going to shut down. I'll talk about boring stuff instead. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to jeopardize this.
And the ick factor when he came in. He came in to meet her parents. He was already there, but he was just wearing like a hoodie and shorts. And he thought, no, I've got to make a good impression. So he went and got a sports jacket, which was just a blazer.
Over the top of his hoodie.
And she was just like, ick.
And he brought flowers.
He brought flowers, which apparently was a no-no.
That's an ick.
And there was something else. I think he said bellissimo or something. Bellissimo. Like he did some sort of Italian
Prego.
Accent. Prego, that's what it was. And she was like, why did you do that accent? He's like, I don't know.
I just came out saying it.
I think it's really funny, hilariously bingeable.
So good.
A lot of the other cast, the rest of the cast, sorry, is from many other things that you would have seen before. I'm talking
Timothy Simmons.
From Veep. And you've got What's-Her-Face Darcy from, she was Janet in The Good Life. His mother, I can't remember her name, but she was the original leader of Alexandria in The Walking Dead. She didn't have that accent.
She doesn't look like Red.
But
her mannerisms and the twinge in the accent, I was like, is it Red? No, it's not Red. Kristen Bell's best friend is Jackie Tone. And she is, I guess their characters are enemies in a way, aren't they? And I've seen a lot of things of them saying how much fun it was to play enemies side by side. But she's from... She's from Sisters, you know, with Tina Fey and crew. Glow, she's also in The Good Place. I called it The Good Life before. Sorry, Good Place. What an idiot. I said The Good Life.
Did you?
Yeah, it's The Good Place.
I didn't even notice. Okay. So it's not that 1970s English sitcom? Okay.
No. Bit different.
Okay.
Just a little bit different. Yeah, she's been in a bunch of stuff, even Grey's Anatomy. I mean, who hasn't? But
yeah, so many years. Yeah. It's kind of like the casualty of.
I'm putting it out there. Nobody Wants This is going to be in my top five for the year.
Mm.
It's going to be in my top five. It stopped me from doing everything. I haven't binged a series like that in so long where I was desperately wanting to watch every single episode.
Most enjoyable. Bang.
Most enjoyable because it was very different from a lot of the other stuff, like the murder mysteries and the, you know, longer movies. This series was just, for me, it hit every single marker. Mm. It was a tick, 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 tick.
Mm. And isn't it great that one actor has now become two in my mind?
Yeah. You've given him his true birthright.
Good on you. Congratulations. Another thing that I want, this is the kind of the half one.
Okay.
So I've already spoken about it, but I finished watching the second season of Lord of Rings, Rings of Power. Really good. That second last episode is really good. This second season is really good. The first season had this feeling of, geez, this looks really nice, but nothing's really happening. And I think it was because we were following the hobbits that were the nomad hobbits. And there was a bit of setting up going on as well, that kind of thing. But this one, it was kind of like the imminent danger is there. We know who the imminent danger is. There's a few more mysteries involved. We see the imminent danger having the plan go exactly how they wanted it to go. I mean, you know what's going to happen because you stumble across The Hobbit, you stumble across Lord of the Rings books and movies. So you know where this whole story is going because it's a prequel. But I thought this season really, really grabbed hold of itself and understood its pacing, understood what to do with such IP like Lord of the Rings. It was a wonderful example of giving a series, a story, the time to grow and the time to come into its own, which I think a lot of the time these days within streaming services, I mean, Amazon also does this as well, but I always think Netflix, right?
Yeah.
They just don't give it time. They're like one season or two seasons, no. And you're like, but – and you think about other shows like
it's like don't Friends spend so long building up the characters then.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, if you want it to be one season, speed it up.
Those old shows, they used to have several seasons, and the best ones were usually seasons between three and yeah, exactly, exactly. So I really, really look forward to it. And there was talk about it being renewed, so fingers crossed it will, because I think it's worth it.
Nice.
Okay, what was the other thing that you watched?
I dabbled in Dr. Odyssey.
Oh, yeah, that's on Disney,
it's
right?
On Disney.
In the star section.
Yes. So I saw sort of.
Have you noticed that Disney are doing a top 10 now, most watched at the moment?
Yeah.
I noticed that yesterday.
I kind of like that because Disney's massive with all the different sections. And I have to share my sections with little people. So, my front page gets a little bit jumbled.
Yeah, sometimes I look at my continued watching. I'm like, I never started that.
Didn't watch that. Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. I, to this date, would love a play count.
Oh,
how many
yeah.
times has that one played?
That would be good.
Yeah.
Especially on Disney.
Especially on Disney. Yeah. How many times has Cars 3 been played compared to Cars 2?
I'm trying to think of a film series that we would have watched the third one of more than.
Police Academy?
I can't remember. Back to the Future, it was two.
Yeah, that was two.
Star Wars, the original trilogy, we'd just watch it any. It didn't matter. We just
picked it up.
Just picked it up and watched it. A third one, Revenge of the Nerds. I don't know if there was a third, but we didn't watch it. But the first and the second.
Second more, I think.
I know why. We're set in a tropical place. It was Florida. I think it looks nicer.
Also, I think we watched the first so much. Mm.
We needed the
we needed
Courtney
more jokes
Thornton,
to go
Amber
over our heads.
Thiessen. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to watch it now.
We still didn't get the first one.
If we watched it back now, we'd be like, oh, God, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. So what is this?
So I watched Dr. Odyssey. It is Joshua Jackson's Joshua Jackson's new series.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what I was expecting.
Can I tell you what I was expecting and tell me if it's what it is?
I bet you're going to get it spot on.
Drama-ish version of Below Deck mixed in with The Love Boat, mixed in with some sort of hospital drama.
You literally read my mind, because how I was going to explain it is
did I get it right?
It's a mashup of a little bit of Below Deck being the crew part
exactly.
of it.
Exactly. That's exactly
it. It has a Love Boat feel, but maybe that's the introductions
it's
to the characters.
Exciting
and it's new. House.
Oh,
House MD.
House.
That's what it is.
House.
So I don't know what I was expecting, but I was expecting a little bit more.
So, okay. So what you were expecting versus what you got, it's a letdown.
Little bit of a letdown.
Mm.
It was too.
Were you expecting more?
I think I was expecting. No, I think I was expecting more grit.
Mm.
You know, Joshua Jackson of late has done Dr. Death.
He has,
Death's
yeah, you're
really
right.
Really deep, kind of dark characters.
Yeah.
And while I'll put it completely out there, I've only watched one episode. The second one has been released. I haven't watched it yet because I got caught up in a binge session.
Obviously, priority.
So it might change, but I don't see a huge flip in his character. At the moment, he's very much this house.
Who he is.
He is who he is. There's a little bit of humility to his character, being that he's never been a doctor on a ship, so he's learning that sort of, you know, I guess the common cases that you would get in a ship.
Sick bay.
Sick bay? The nurse's quarter? No, the hospital. He's learning those sorts of cases that would happen, and so he's very willing to learn, which is nice because he is apparently a very, very well-renowned, distinguished doctor. But I don't know, I was expecting maybe something a little bit darker to happen.
I understand what you're saying. It sounds to me now less like something I want to watch.
Yeah, I'll give it another go with another maybe episode or two, but I don't know that I'm going to stick with it, I'll be honest, which is a shame because I was really hoping that Joshua Jackson would pull out another banger.
Maybe he just wanted something lighter.
He was probably offered a check from Disney and he was like, I'm not an idiot, I'm an actor.
I'm totally going to go with that. You mentioned House.
Yeah.
Do you remember there was an Australian actor in House?
Yeah, we spoke about Jesse Spencer. You said it like the other week.
Because we were talking about things that were coming to streaming services in October, and it came to streaming services in October. Last Days of the Space Age. This is on Disney as well. It's an Australian show set in the late 70s in Western Australia. Yes. And I thought it was, I don't know why, I thought it was Newcastle, but then they kept, I mean, the whole musical theme is Go West, so I don't know why. I mustn't have been listening.
A musical theme?
No. They just have Go West, the whole way through, but they have like musical versions. No, as in Western Australia.
Oh, Western Australia. Okay.
Anyway, I'm going to read the IMDb synopsis. Set in 1979 Western Australia, a power strike threatens to plunge the region into darkness while the city hosts the iconic Miss Universe pageant and the US space station Skylab crashes just beyond the city's suburbs. So the power station is a big part of it in that the husband and wife both work there.
Okay.
Except he is part of the union, so they're all on strike, which is why the power cut, blackouts keep happening. But she is still working in the office, and there's
a bit of controversial. Is it
hot? No.
Okay.
It's. I think I see cool jackets, but they're surfing. But they're wearing like. 1970s/80s wetsuits.
Sweltering Western Australia heat to be part of
it. It is a wasted opportunity. Yeah. That should have been a thing.
Yeah.
There's lots of like they found streets in Western Australia that are still very 1970s, so do a lot of filming there.
Nice.
There is a bit of a cast of people. I think we spoke about them, but we've got Jesse, obviously, Deborah Mailman. There you go. That's how you know it's a thing that you should be watching. And I thought what was really interesting, Ian Glenn, who
Who's that?
Is from a little show you may possibly know called Game of Thrones. Oh. He played Jorah Mormont.
Okay.
He was the one that was a lot older than her but had a crush on Daenerys Targaryen. But he's been in lots of stuff and he's keeping his accent. He's not pretending to be Australian.
Yeah, good.
Because a lot of Poms and people from the UK moved over to
immigrate.
Just Australia, guys.
There
just
are things called planes and visas. Like,
yeah.
Get
and
with
if
the
you
times.
Don't even know what they are yet,
Google it.
Yeah. And also, did you know that the guy in the OC is not the same guy as in Gossip Girl? Like, wow. Unbelievable. And
mind
those are my
blown
two things that I've watched. And I've watched probably four episodes, maybe five of them, but it's nowhere near as enjoyable as Nobody Wants This. So everybody does want it. It's the winner of the week.
Everybody wants it. Do you want a second season of
it?
Me too. I don't care what they do.
Just whatever.
But you know what? I don't want them to break up in a second season.
Oh, yeah, no.
Because that's what's going to happen. You're like, no, come on, be more clever.
Okay.
Because I feel like the story of the relationship is done. Now let's just enjoy them as people.
I'm hearing you. Do you want me to give you a quiz about one of the greatest
of all times?
Rom-com actresses of all times?
Would you just say rom-com? Would
you? Yeah.
Well, would
you? Well, I'm tying it to Nobody Wants This 'cause it's rom-com.
Well, she is.
Sorry, the greatest actresses of all time.
Who does rom-com sometimes.
Academy Award winner, Reese Witherspoon.
Yes, I would. Yes.
It's just her movies. I'm going to give you a synopsis. You got to tell me what it is.
All right.
There's so many spoilers in this bit.
Do blank.
Okay, based on Blank Blank's 2017 bestseller, Blank Blank Blank, follows the intertwined fate of the picture-perfect Richardson family and the enigmatic mother and daughter who upend their lives.
I don't know. Little fires everywhere.
And who is the husband in that?
I don't remember.
Joshua Jackson.
Joshua Jackson?
Mm-hmm.
Should be a Joshua Jackson
quiz. I know.
But
then it would get awkward because this one I don't think he was in. Two vicious step-siblings of an elite Manhattan prep school, it's a private school,
Yeah.
Make a wager to deflower the new headmaster's daughter before the start of term. God.
Cruel intentions.
Yeah, good work.
All I could think of was Dangerous Minds.
Oh, like, yeah.
No, that's not
minute
it.
Minute after minute. You didn't get that when we actually did it. It was never left your mind. A high school teacher meets his match in an overachieving student politician.
Oh, my God. Election. So yeah. Election? Yeah.
And funnily enough, Cruel Intentions and Election both came out in 1999. So she really was just like, bang, here I am.
And so different and confident and just in her own level in Election, right?
Oh, yeah. She was perfect. And it made sense why she ended up being Elle.
Bloody love that movie.
So good. In a city of humanoid animals, a hustling theatre.
Sing?
Yeah.
I've never actually seen the movie.
Really?
No, I've just seen the songs.
Oh, the songs from
it. That Reese sings.
I've seen probably the first 20 minutes of it before whoever it was I was watching it with got bored and walked off, and I was like, I'm watching this by myself.
Do you know there is a character in there without name?
Oh, really?
Without name.
Okay. Oh, it's the koala?
Yeah.
The apparently perfect lives of upper-class mothers of a student at a prestigious preliminary elementary school unravel to the point of murder when a single mother moves to their quaint California beach town.
I know it, and this is the name I always forget. Big Little Lies.
Around the same time as Little Fires Everywhere, I think maybe it was a bit before Little Fires Everywhere, but Big Little Lies had two or three seasons. Two?
Two? I thought they were making a third.
I think they might be.
Which is cool because it was based on a book that was all done and dusted in season one.
So they've gone beyond the books.
See, there you go. Nobody wants this. Go beyond.
Yeah, nobody wants this.
Do I need to do this hand movement? I wish everybody can see anymore.
So what it is the hand and arm gesture version of the facial expression, I think you might find, or the actually, that's what it is.
I feel like it's a very
I think you might find.
Male thing.
Let me mansplain.
I'm going to mansplain it to you. And I put my fingers out and then I pull them back really fast.
Because I'm pretty sure you're not going to
understand. Because that's the patronising part of it.
You're not worth it.
I know what you don't.
You don't.
It's all about
it's not worth it. A couple struggles to visit all four of their divorced parents on Christmas.
For holidays.
Yeah, good movie.
Or four Christmases, depending on who you've
watched. Oh, yeah. Four holidays. I got it from IMDb.
Yeah. Is that it? Keep going. I could do 12 of these.
Her name is Reese Witherspoon. I knew that. Reese with an S, not a C.
Okay, I'll give you one.
Sorry, she's not in the Jesse Spencer filmography.
She is an unlikely character in her profession who solves a crime based on knowledge of hairdressing.
I was talking about her, Elle.
Yeah.
Oh, what's the actual film called? Totally Legally Blonde. Totally Perfect, I was going to call it. Totally Perfect. Let me just scroll. Oh, I'm in the executive producer. Gee, she's done a lot of those. Okay. A Chronicle of Country Music Legend, blank.
Johnny Cash.
Blank's life.
What's that called? No, it'll come to me.
From his early days on an Arkansas
Walk the line.
Mm-hmm. Do you want one more? Just one more.
Yeah, one more.
Let's do one more. I'm just going to scroll up, down, up, down, up. Oh.
Stop.
I've closed the app. Far out. Oh, now I'm inaudible. Okay. It's fine. It's fine. Everything's totally fine. Okay. I can only pick the one that's here, and it's four holidays or another one, so I'm just going to pick the other one.
Well, you've already done four holidays, so.
A woman transformed into a giant after she is struck by a meteorite on her wedding day becomes part of a team of monsters sent in by the US government to defeat an alien mastermind trying to take over Earth.
What?
Have you ever seen Monsters versus Aliens?
No.
Okay, let me find another one. Just find it. That wasn't fair. Come on, guys.
That sounded weird.
Really? It was a kid's movie.
Oh.
Okay. I found one. Is this it? Okay. This character heads to Washington, D.C. to join the
Legally
staff
Blonde too.
Mm-hmm. Of a representative.
I am a winner.
Look, I think you really are, and I I believe personally, if it was me that won that, I would not be thanking anything else but that Delta biscuit that you bought, that you ate.
I'm really glad that you circled back to that.
It's all about segueing, circling back. I think you might find.
It's good to circle back.
On that note.
As per my last email.
Thank you very much.
Oh, Reese, wrap it up.